Phonics Booster Books, number 26, Plum's Paintbrush. Once there was a girl named Plum. She worked for a rich man. He had lots of goats and hens. He had a donkey, too. Plum fed all the animals. That was one of her many, many jobs. The rich man had a fine house filled with paintings. Plum dusted the fine paintings. As she dusted, Plum would study each picture. Plum wanted to paint too. She used a stick and ink. She wanted to draw a donkey. But the ink splashed and the stick broke. The picture she made looked very funny. If only I had a paintbrush, Plum groaned. Plum went to sleep and had a dream. An old woman held out her hand. She gave Plum a fine paintbrush. Plum woke up at once. She felt something in her hand. It was a paintbrush, a real one. She jumped out of bed and began to draw. Plum painted a donkey. This one looks so real, she said. Hee-haw! The donkey was real. It jumped up and ran out. Oh my, said Plum. Plum kept working. She painted some candy. This looks real too, she said, and sweet. Plum was hungry. She ate the candy. It was real and sweet. Plum went out to the road to see where the donkey went. It was a windy, chilly day. She met a woman who had lost the key to her house. Plum painted her a new key. She met a boy dressed in rags. Plum painted a coat for him. Then she painted a basket of coal. Take this home, Plum said to the boy. You can use coal to heat your house. The rich man saw what Plum was doing. Paint me a fine hat, he said. Plum did as he asked. The rich man liked the hat, but he was greedy. The rich man grabbed Plum's brush. I will paint too, he said. I will paint a big, fine boat. But his painting looked like ugly toads. The toads jumped all over him. The rich man was angry. You must paint, he said to Plum. Paint me a sandy beach. Paint me a big, fine boat. Paint a sea filled with foamy waves, and I will sail my boat to a new land. I will be king, the rich man boasted. Plum painted all the things he asked for. All the things she painted became real. Plum felt afraid. She looked at the rich man. You have asked for too much, she said. Stand back, the greedy rich man said to Plum. He got on the boat and sailed away. He did reach a new land, but he did not become king. Plum grew up to be a wise and happy woman. People came to her when they needed help, and Plum was always kind.